Oh, shit, buddy. What's on the show today?
On today's show, a total eclipse of our brains. And AI isn't music to Brett's ears. Just kidding. We love you, AI. Hashtag stay ahead of it. Plus, we'll be talking to the parents who turned in their own children for robbing a bank. All this and much, much, many, much more. Let's start the fucking show!
Everyone get tested. You're definitely infected. It's the Brett DeMott Show.
Oh, yeah, folks. Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show.
With Buddy.
The number one news and pop culture podcast in the world. I, of course, am your host, Brett DeMott. And joining me, as always, is my best friend and co-host, Buddy.
How's it doing, Zeez?
And together we are the Big Silly News Boys, according to the video of Lenny Kravitz working out in leather pants. He says it at the end. Go check it out.
He works out in leather pants.
But every week, we find the biggest, the dumbest, the weirdest, and the wildest news from around the world.
Nice.
And then interview guests ripped straight from the headlines. We'll also go through articles that you, our trusty reporters in the field, submitted to us this past week via our many social medias, folks.
But mainly our Patreon Discord now, because it's so much easier to keep everything organized now.
If you want to get your stuff on the show, the best way to do it is to join the Patreon and get in the Discord, folks.
Discord's fucking fun,
by the
way.
It's where we're pulling most of the show from now, and it's just $5 a month. You get that, plus the bonus episode, the bonus headline every week, videos of all the episodes, videos of my old Twitch show. Go do it. And folks,
I got people to talk about fucking European soccer, too.
Yeah, no. The Discord's popping off. And before people so start fun. Freaking out asking what the hell's going on, I have a very bad cold.
Mm-hmm.
I have been dealing with it for a long time.
Well.
A week.
Well, it got worse.
And it got worse.
We'll get into it with the hot tub stuff.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's all hot tub related.
I'm going to try to mute myself every time I cough, but, you know, I can't make promises. But we're going to start
From burps to coughs, the Brett DeMott story.
Yeah, which is better, burps or coughs? We're going to start the show off like we start every episode of the show, folks.
Everyone.
Though, we got to check in with the old Apple podcast reviews. Of course, if you leave us a 5-star, we will read whatever you write.
Yeah! Since your voice hurts, I might as well just start using...
Just use my voice from the fucking thing. But we're going to start off today, review from Father of the Sad Baby.
Uh-oh. And also, anytime you want me to read stuff today, I'm down. I can read stuff.
No, I'm fucking doing it.
Your show, it's your name.
Yeah, the subject of this review from Father of the Sad Baby says, makes my kid cry.
Oh.
The body then goes on to say, could be a coincidence. Yeah, I'm assuming it's a coincidence.
Okay, yeah.
It's got to be a coincidence.
Right. We don't make people cry. We don't.
Next up, we got one from Whovian99. Help, I'm trapped. All I can hear is two men making themselves laugh so hard at their own jokes.
Okay.
I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am. Mm-hmm. I miss my wife. Melissa, if you're hearing this, scream into the void. Tell me the price of milk. I think I'll hear it.
Okay.
I don't know. If someone knows the way to get me out, you can also scream that, I guess. I really just need to know the price of milk. It is primal. I sit in this dark void listening to Buddy and Brett laugh and laugh, and I think about the price of milk. Is it $100?
No.
It must be.
No.
Wow.
God. They must feel like they've been in there forever.
I can make this thing really long. Someone, please, tell my wife I love her. And I must know the price of milk. You know what? I think our iTunes reviews have gotten a little too weird. So maybe.
Let's just go to Spotify.
I think we should just go to Spotify. We ask on Spotify every week. Yeah. We ask a question on Spotify. You can react to the episode there. This week, we just asked, what do you think of this episode?
Oh, easy question to answer.
This response comes from Jenkem Johnson. And the response is, my dad once chopped the head off of a chicken with his bare hand.
Okay. Well.
What do you mean?
Like a chopper pulled it? Because you can pull birds' heads off.
Don't say that out loud. But that chopped.
You've never done it, but you can.
Do you? Okay. if we're really thinking about this, do you think like this person used their hand like a knife edge and chopped its head off?
That's what the description says. Were they using a knife? With it, no, it says bare hand. A bare hand doesn't have a knife in it. It's a chop.
Right.
It's a karate chop.
Jenkum, I don't know. That's wild.
Shit, that's crazy.
Well, a lot of things are happening.
Story, I guess.
Yeah, things are a little wild out there, which not really, honestly, this really dovetails nice.
It doesn't have really anything to do with that question, but it's good. That's cool. That was a cool story.
Yeah, thanks for saying it, I guess. Yeah. But it's funny that dovetails. I might use that as a verb.
Jenking them.
Jenking
them right off.
From now on, you can jenking them us, folks. If you write a comment that's just like too hard for us to understand, you can jenkum
us.
You jenkumed
hard.
We got jenkumed.
We got jenkumed
from
ladder.
Now on, jenkumed is a thing in the show. So feel free to jenkum us with your reviews from now on, folks. But it's funny, these weird comments, you know, maybe there's something in the air in these weird comments. Because
there has been. There's definitely 100% been something in the air. 100%.
A lot of people have been freaking out because this total solar eclipse happened this week.
Freaky. Freaky, bro.
And the next, what do we see here? What is it? Oh, yeah. Let's just read this headline. This is a headline that will get us into it. Look, headline reads, Total Solar Eclipse 2024 enthralls Mexico, U.S., and Canada. Next one, not until 2045.
Wow.
That's right, folks.
That's what they want you to think.
A total solar eclipse swept across North America on Monday, captivating millions in Mexico, the United States, and Canada with a chilling midday darkness.
It was chilling, I'll give you that.
During a total solar eclipse, the moon moves in front of the sun, casting a shadow that completely blocks the sun's light.
Allegedly.
This spectacle transforms the sun into a vibrant display. Mm. Mm. Okay. Following this, the sun, not a vibrant display all the time.
It's almost more vibrant.
The single largest light-producing thing.
Some would say it's more vibrant
without being eclipsed. Objectively, 100% more vibrant when it is not in an eclipse.
Yeah, I would say that,
too. This article sucks. Who wrote this? I mean,
we don't have to read it. We don't have to read it. We know what it was.
Yeah, there was an eclipse, folks. People were losing it. It was. People thought it was so much fun.
I got a shout-out to you, though.
Why?
Shout-out to Brett. As you hear, he's got horrible nasal sniffles and stuff.
That's true.
Because it is not hot out here in Pasadena where we are yet. It has been cold, but Brett has been chilly. Making his DIY hot tub for the last couple of over a month, ever since the goose incident.
Yeah, we'll say this, the tub part's done. The tub part is done and the hose works.
Yeah, so basically think of a hot tub, but then stop thinking about that. He basically dug like a swimming pool, a hot tub's worth of a swimming pool into his backyard.
Yeah, I guess actually, stop thinking about that also. Stop thinking about that. Now think about when you're a kid and you just find a little shovel and you just start digging.
Yeah.
That's basically what we've done in the backyard.
That plus tarp plus hose from the shower.
Yeah.
For the hot water.
Yeah.
Filled
now,
it
stop
up.
Thinking about that as well.
Stop thinking about that.
Because what we actually did was we sat on the ground next to the material still, because I haven't actually finished any of it.
No.
We're imagining the hot tub, folks. We had an imaginary hot tub soak where we just had a hose running on us.
More of a sprinkler kind of situation. But
which was not a good idea because I stayed damp.
Small little hole that you have started. With the
from
tarp,
sitting.
I'd say it's like maybe about a foot down, shooting hot water on us. And we chilled out. We watched that eclipse from, I'm going to call it a hot tub.
Yeah.
We watched the eclipse together from the hot tub. It was a cool experience. It was terrifying. Brett refused to wear the rapture hat that I bought him.
Because nothing was good. Folks, Buddy's bearing the lead. He's been a fucking freak about this for the past like 2 weeks. I saw a couple TikToks and I sent him one as a joke, being like, look at how crazy these people are. They're fucking freaking out.
It fucked me up. I didn't know how much shit was out there that you don't know about stuff.
But none of it's true.
The Anunnaki? Anunnaki, advanced humanoid aliens from planet Nibiru, who came to Earth 500,000 years ago to mine gold, but had to leave when the Great Flood happened.
What did they have to do with this?
People agriculture.
What do they have to do with this? We had this argument in the hot tub.
They helped turn human beings into the people we are today, but they came here to mine what? Gold, like I just said. So what do? Every little bit, they redirect the moon to cover the sun. What happens? We all look, whoop, we look up. What do? Swoop, come down, steal our gold again. They're basically like little leprechauns. They're like alien leprechauns.
You saw what happened. This eclipse lasted moments.
That's all they need. They're a higher power species. So all they need to do is distract us. Classic distraction. Everybody looks up. Everybody's blinded. Everybody's fucking eyes hurt, you know? And they come in, swoop some gold. That's when it happens, dude.
Okay. I can't argue. Bunny and I spent literally 4 hours around this eclipse talking about all the crazy shit that Buddy now believes. I'm worried that something has happened to you in the last few weeks where you are just like susceptible to every single piece of information that is said to you on the internet.
Dude, you got to follow a guy who knows stuff. You got to follow Mr. Secrets.
At guy who knows stuff.
Guy who knows stuff. Mr. Secrets. They'll kill me for saying this. He does good stuff. He does good stuff. A lot of things that you wouldn't even believe.
They'll kill me for saying this. I think he jumped the shark because he started saying the most innocuous shit. Like one time he said, there's no real tomatoes in ketchup. And I'm like, who's going to fucking kill you for saying that there's not real tomato in some ketchup?
It's the power of corporations. You are oblivious to the power that corporations have.
But his account,
where does Heinz come from?
Buddy.
Heinz.
German. I don't fucking know. No. No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Heinz. Buddy.
Okay.
This guy's account has been active for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has 35. He has 13,000 viral clips and 35,000 videos on his account.
Almost 30 followers.
Yeah, and almost 30 followers.
Yeah, but he doesn't allow people to follow him.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if they're gonna kill him for saying what he's about to say, he should be dead by now.
Videos, but then he posts his videos, so his face gets out there. So then if he goes missing, it's a security.
No,
it's for security.
This is exactly what is wrong with every fucking person out there right now who is buying into these conspiracy theories. The second the thing doesn't come true, they're like, what? How do you defend the fact? I watched a TikTok.
They're not gonna be right every time. It's a complicated world. Nobody can predict the future, though, but you can predict things that might happen.
Someone told
me. You gotta be ready.
There was a TikTok that I saw where someone was talking about how the eclipse was going to cause a catastrophic tectonic shift in the North American plate that would destroy every major city. Someone on TikTok actually said that. They said it was going to happen. It didn't happen. Now, I forgot to bookmark them, so I don't know what they're saying now, but I'm positive that they're not saying,
How do you know it didn't happen? It could take longer than just, it might not be instant. You know, it started a chain reaction, butterfly in the woods. You know,
keep talking. What do you mean, butterfly in the woods?
You know, eclipse happens, and then, you know, chain reaction. Then all the tectonic plates swap, magnetic field flips, everybody floats.
Fire. Wait, no. How do you think we are attached to the earth?
Magnetism.
It's gravity.
Gravity is a myth, and it's all magnetism. We are magnets.
I'm taking your phone away.
Bones is magnets.
I'm taking your phone away.
Bones is magnets.
I cannot host a show with someone who believes these things. I'm out of
cellular data. You know I have a small package. I doom scrolled after you sent me that video for hours and hours. I used up all my data, so I'm not going to actually be able to look at more information until on the 11th of next month.
Well, I just can't. You can't be a liability for me like this, buddy. Do you understand? Like, I'm trying to be a legitimate journalist.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a legitimate culturally influential personality.
Okay.
And you having these kinds of opinions and expressing them on the show opens me up to like defamation and slander lawsuits and like all this crap. Like, what if people heard you say this stuff?
Information. You can't sue over information. Can't
You can, I don't think
you got you have other opinions. You can't just have one opinion on a show. That's what's wrong with the news, fake news media.
Because
everybody only has one's opinion. You got to have multiple opinions, and now I have new opinions, and now you don't like it. How about this? How about this? I'll strike a deal with you.
Okay.
I get to continue having my good opinions. I will dig that hot tub hole for you and make your hot tub. I'll actually finish it for you. For free.
For free. No deal.
I'll do it for free.
No deal. Buddy, this is not going to be a conspiracy show. That's all I'm saying. We're not going to make this a conspiracy.
I don't like that word. I like to say information show. Potential information show. This is a potential information show.
I'll go out on a limb and say, this show is not going to be a potential information show either.
We'll see, won't we?
People will get absolutely nothing from this show. From now on, people get nothing.
Okay.
If that's what it means to prevent me from ending up in some crazy lawsuit because you told people that they need to go like light their car radios on fire with glycerin or whatever. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Rapture hats. Just buy rapture hats and call it a day.
You kept sending me a link to something to buy a rapture hat, and I clicked it, and it said 404 error not found.
It's because they were all out. I bet I got mine. I got two. I got two. It keeps the rapture from happening. It blocks your soul from aliens, and they cannot suck your soul up when it's time for rapture. And this rapture is different than the rapture from the Christian Bible. A worldwide rapture, not just a religious rapture.
Okay.
There's a lot of different raptures.
Okay. Well, I think...
You got to pick one.
I think you got to pump the brakes.
You got to pick one rapture.
You got to pump the brakes, buddy.
You have to pick a rapture.
I don't have to
do
anything.
You have to pick a rapture.
Okay.
Rapture.
The band, The Rapture.
Okay. That's all I need. That's all you got to do.
Great.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Well, folks...
Great.
Take everything Buddy says with a grain of salt on this stuff. I feel bad
giving
him a platform.
Take them with salt.
Wait, is that some kind of conspiracy thing?
Spoonful of salt helps the medicine go down.
Okay, that's not what the thing is. But hey, folks, we got a lot of other stuff we got to talk to on the show. We got a guest on the show this week.
Mm-hmm. Sus.
Guesses. We got guesses on the show this week.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This is the first time we've ever been able to get two guests, and it's fitting because it's a story that requires, I think, getting a deep understanding of what's going on. Because this comes from an article that was sent in to us by Ernest Citizen on the Discord, and the headline reads, "Parents of boy bank robbers dubbed as little rascals turn them in."
Whoa, no.
That's right, folks.
Oh, my gosh. Parents be snitches.
That's right. The three bank robbery suspects, dubbed as the Little Rascals, are now in custody, according to FBI Houston.
Do you want me to read the rest of it?
No, I'm powering through.
Grab
the trio made headlines when authorities shared on social media that they were wanted for allegedly robbing a Wells Fargo bank.
Nice.
On the North Freeway and West Road in Greens Point area. In the arrest update, the FBI said the suspects were 16, 12, and 11.
That's fucking sick.
These kids are something else.
They're so cool.
The age of the younger two, that's unusual for a bank robbery, Mike Snyder, a retired juvenile district court judge, said. It's one of the first times I've seen that.
One of the first times I've seen that.
The boys allegedly passed a threatening note to a teller. They were believed to be armed, though they did not present a weapon, and they got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Wow. Once the photos were released, parents of two of the boys came forward and identified them, and the third boy was handled by a law enforcement agency following a fight. The little rascals are charged with robbery by theft, a second-degree felony. If the allegations are proven true, they could face probation until they turn 18 or juvenile prison until they turn 19. Wow, and folks, rough. That's rough. They were sending these kids down a path, and the juvenile justice system in this country ain't fit for rehabilitation. We don't do that. We just make criminals have a bad time. And I think that the consequences of the choice to turn these kids in, the only people who have to answer for that, of course, is these kids' parents. And folks, I couldn't be more excited to tell you this, because we have these boys' parents on the show today. So welcome to the show, Dom and Gwen Tonic.
Oh, okay.
Right. Don and Gwen Tonic, wow. Of course.
Wow.
Don, Gwen, looks sipping, like you guys are...
sipping on some toddies.
Yeah, some kind of tropical drinks or wine spritzers.
In
Italy, it seems.
A couple spritzes, a couple Negronis.
Okay.
Spritzes and Negronis, okay.
Well,
buongiorno, buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This is a wild story here. I'm assuming your two sons robbed a bank. They are now in federal custody, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Now that the kids are out of the house, it seems like you guys just decided to book it.
Yeah, just kind of empty nesting, it looks like.
Well, you know, first I want to say it's a really unfortunate outcome for our two boys, who I do want to specify are the 11 and 12-year-olds. do want to put it out there that the gang was called the Little Rascals, and a 16-year-old isn't a little rascal. That's something else.
Okay,
right. He's not ours.
Yeah. Not ours.
Don't
he
doesn't
have the gravity that our sons did.
And we don't like what they did.
Oh, good, good.
You don't.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you said that, because I didn't want our audience to get the impression that you were coming on here to defend what your kids did or anything like that. It seems
No.
I will be honest. It doesn't feel like you care that much.
No, well, I don't know what would give you that impression.
We are torn up, but you know. Child care is very expensive.
That's true. That is true. But that's typically for children who are like, you know, not school aged, like 4 years old.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're not paying for child care right now.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to pay for food. They don't have to pay for soccer or
whatever.
That's
right. This country has gone to shit, as I think both of you guys know.
And which country? The one we're in or the one you're in?
Well, Italy went to shit decades ago.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Right.
Okay, the government, just so you guys know, the government is offering a program where you can buy castles and entire villas and townships for pennies on the dollar, trust me.
Really?
They'll subsidize that.
When you said trust me, does that mean that the money that you just said that you weren't now spending on childcare has gone to buy a castle?
That's right, but we're actually right now in Lake Como.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah,
Clooney,
that's where
the
Clooney lives, huh?
Yeah,
we know him.
You know Clooney
He's become a friend.
In the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, he's a very gregarious guy. He's been pulling pranks on us for the past week and a half.
Wow. Clooney's a prank guy. I didn't know that.
Here over April 1st.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I didn't even think about it. I didn't think about the fact that you were there for April 1st.
On Lake Cuomo is crazy with Clooney stuff.
It's crazy with Clooney on Lake Cuomo, for
he
sure.
He pranks everybody.
He really does. He dyed the whole lake green.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the St. Patrick's Day prank from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But on Lake Cuomo for April Fool's.
Clooney's Cuomo does it on April 1st.
Clooney's Cuomo does it on April 1st. I mean, he's Irish.
Oh, of course.
I do just think, like, it's right, important
it is Clooney.
For us. Clooney, exactly.
Clooney.
It is.
That's how you're supposed to say it. George Clooney.
That's how he says it.
Clooney. But, you know, we are disappointed that our children were caught. I just think
we're disappointed that they committed the crime.
Okay.
That's what John meant to say, is that they were.
Is this something that, like, you know, it's a big thing to, like, jump to, like, bank robbery and stuff. Is this something that they, I know we're talking about Clooney, you know, Big Ocean's 11 guy. Is this, like, something that they I don't know, that were y'all Clooney fans before? Did y'all watch a lot of Ocean's 11? Did they get the, where did they get these like ideas for a bank robbery?
I mean, these feel like two separate questions.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One, yep. Yeah, I'm a big Clooney fan. I've been ever since ER.
Yeah, yeah, I've naturally.
Two, did we start with bank robbery? No, I mean, these kids were started small time and kind of worked their way up. You know how this stuff goes. We started out, I mean, we were running classic card schemes on the boardwalk.
Right, right, I bet.
Mm-hmm. They were. Not we.
Not we.
Ball and cup stuff too? Do they do ball and cup stuff?
They did some ball and cup.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah.
A little bit of, and then of course you graduate up to schemes where you whack somebody in the shin with a club and then mm-hmm. run away with their money and pass it to somebody else who then passes that on.
Classic violent robberies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I came up. But
well, I was going to say you're upset about them having committed this crime, but you just admitted to essentially teaching them how to do it. So I assume that there is, or is your family in the business, you should say? Are you criminals? Is really what I'm asking.
We haven't been convicted of anything.
Yeah, innocent okay. until proven guilty, which is a lesson our boys would have done well to keep in mind.
Done well to keep in mind.
Right. It almost feels like you sort of wanted to teach them a lesson, so you turned them in. You were saying you have to be better. You have to cover your tracks. You have to not leave evidence. Exactly. And this was sort of your way of saying, you know what, if you had done a better job, maybe
we'd all be in Italy right now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because it seems like they were identified by video, which means they weren't even covering their faces.
They weren't even covering their faces. And
I mean, that's amateur, honestly.
Well,
I mean,
the biggest mistake they made is they left a loose end.
Yeah.
The 16-year-old.
Again, not ours.
Left a loose end. So they should have, what you're saying is, killed him.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
I said that.
Yeah. It sounds like that's what you're implying, okay? I don't want you to you put that thought on us. But listen,
yeah.
What's the deal with this 16-year-old? Do you guys know how your boys got involved with him? I know I had friends when I was a kid who were friends with somebody else, and then they end up in my group, and then you can't kick them out. Was this a situation where that you've always kind of seen this kid as like, and it sounds, I was going to say as a bad influence, but it sounds to me like you two actually just think this 16-year-old isn't good enough at doing crime and is the reason maybe that your kids got caught.
Let's speak hypothetically.
Okay,
let's speak hypothetically.
Obviously, everything we're saying on the show today is hypothetical from this point forward.
Yeah.
Great.
Hypothetical.
So, do you have kids?
I do, but I rarely see or talk to or about them.
Great.
So, good.
Good. Yeah. Good, 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 good.
Just keep that in mind next time you sit up on your high horse, buddy, okay?
You know, say your kids start a band. They play music.
Okay, great. Yeah.
They're playing music.
I can relate.
One of them? Voice like an angel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Your other son, boy, he can play that bass.
Yep.
But they, you know, you can't.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetical band.
But a bass and a bass and vocalist does not a band make. So they got looking for a guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kid across the fucking street happens to have a guitar. Now that doesn't mean you didn't hold auditions. You didn't look for the best
it's
talent.
Convenience.
Mm-hmm.
You made choices based on convenience. That's honestly, I've done that so many times in my life. A lot of people in my life, they would say that my ex-wife did that with me. She chose me.
You were her across the street neighbor?
I was her across the street
guitarist
neighbor.
Across the street, yeah.
Yeah. And so I can relate to that 100%. So this was just kind of a situation where this guy got in, not based on skill, not based on his ability to sort of fit in.
Some might say based on height.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Or just having a guitar.
Having a guitar.
Right.
That can be a big factor.
Usually when you're putting a crew together, you want a guy who's really smart. You want a guy who's really limber and athletic. You want a charmer. You want a mastermind. You want
hypothetically.
Hypothetically, of course. You want a a demolitions expert.
A lot of guys on this crew.
Yeah. In this case, you wanted a tall guy. It was a tall bank. You want a tall guy for a tall bank.
Got it.
So
the windows at banks up so high.
I will also say one thing about this fucking kid. The reason he was over at our house so much is because I think he wanted to get a view of my wife in her bikini.
Now.
Okay.
Let's just come out and say I don't like the 16-year-olds are disgusting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
the kids smelled. That's how they probably found him. He probably stunk up the place.
Okay. All right. So stinky. He was a stinky kid that y'all hate.
I could follow that smell all the way from the 7-Eleven to across the street.
Well, if he wasn't stinky, would you be okay with him crushing on you?
Apples and oranges. I don't know how to. I'm just saying.
I think you can say an unequivocal no there, Gwen.
I'm not saying I'm going to be okay with it, but it changes okay with it I am.
It's like he goes from being a kid who you can tolerate being around, even though you know he's weird, to a kid that like you can't have him around because he's stinky. If he's not stinky, you're like, you can be here at least. I
might have some information for the FBI.
No, really?
About this kid.
Hypothetically?
Who my wife would kiss if he didn't stink.
I would not kiss this kid. I would not kiss this kid.
Hey, look,
Dom, you've had one too many brownies.
I was
going to
say, Dom, I can see your drink's almost gone, and it doesn't. And that glass has been used at least once again before tonight. So I can tell that you've had a little to drink. Don't say anything you don't mean, Dom.
When we get tense, we need to take a moment. We need to take a moment. Remember why we took that money. Remember why we're here. We're good.
Wow. Why did we take that? That's why we took that money.
Yeah, I do want to say that we did. Your mic picked up what you said, and we can bleep it because I believe I don't mean to connect dots that don't need to be connected, but it sounded like you said this is why we took that money, and I don't want to connect the dots. But for the audience out there, that does not mean that Gwen is saying they took the money that their kids stole and then made their kids take the fall. That is not what was meant.
Mm-mm. That's not what was meant.
That's not what was meant.
Said. That's not what we said.
They definitely did not probably train their kids for many years, then send them to a bank to rob it, to get money, and then frame them to teach them a lesson about building a team while also taking the money so that then they can have a vacation in Italy.
Well, it's also,
that's not what's happening.
It's also not like years 11 through 19 are the best years of your life. I mean,
right. That's some would say they're the worst. I mean, for me, life didn't start getting good till I was 36.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can relate.
Yeah.
Life didn't get good for me until about 2 weeks ago.
Also, like, you know, if you're trying to teach kids hypothetically how to be, you know, grifters and bank robbers and things like that, getting them into juvenile hall at like 11 to 18 kind of helps them be amongst the community.
Lessons. Yeah.
You know, you get hard there.
Yeah. It's like vocational training. You pick up your set of skills. If you're like the guy who wears costumes, that's where you pick that up.
So, you know, they're meeting future team members. They're
a lot of tall kids that I saw when we said goodbye.
What's with you and tall young boys?
Okay, calm down, you two. Look, calm down.
Is it because I'm short?
You're tall enough.
I'm sitting on a 3-foot stool right now.
He's tall enough. I'm just saying every crew maybe needs a taller person as well.
Look, Gwen, I just want to tell you, if you're going to try to ease your man's mind, saying you're tall enough, it ain't going to be the words they want to hear. That's like having sex when my wife used to say, no, you did okay. It's like,
and that was in response to what? Just afterwards, she just said it?
Afterwards, I roll over and she taps me on the chest and she says, "You did okay."
No, you did okay. No, you did okay.
Well, because I'm, of course, crying.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I failed. Because, listen, look, I don't need to get into my whole thing here.
I think you might.
No. Yeah. This ain't
sometimes
about me.
He would pee to fake like he finished.
Oh, no. That's hard to do. That's hard to do.
It is at first, but when you do it a couple...
It feels like more trouble than it's worth.
No, it's hard at first. It's hard at first, but once you figure out how to do it,
it almost becomes natural.
But honestly, it's like my body is... It's almost the same thing. My body is like, you've had enough.
Now, buddy, yeah. Have you ever loved a woman?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. It's all not for me. You know, relationships and kids and stuff like that.
I believe kids, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, we don't know each other. I actually live in a van outside of Brett's place. Okay. Lifelong O'Charlie's bus boy, just living my life, you know. So,
yeah.
Little grifted,
how tall
though.
Are you?
5'7". Is that tall to you?
It's tall enough.
Okay.
Nice. What's up, Glenn?
Well, buddy, calm down. You know that there's tension here with Dom, and the relationship is obviously a little testy.
No. For 12 years.
Dom is right now.
For 12 years, it's been only the kids. That's what they don't tell you. Yeah. You have kids.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Y'all don't do open stuff, swinging and stuff? Y'all seem like it.
I mean, we've swung.
Yeah. We've swung.
But the
for
problem
sure.
is, I could find somebody.
Just ask Clooney.
What kind of ladies are you into, Dom? Dom Tonic? Because I can start dating whatever you like, and then we can, you know.
For me, I'm like, kind of like my dream woman is like a UN lawyer married to a movie star.
Wait, hold on.
That's George Clooney's wife.
Hypothetically.
Wait, George Clooney's also like 5'7". What is y'all's big plan here in Lake Cuomo? Because it seems like they're both kind of your type of that couple is kind of your type of couple.
Well,
him
what's
and
our
Amal,
plan?
Is that
I
his,
don't know why.
Name?
Yeah, it's Amal. Now
it's Amal.
It's Amal. Now you're asking us what our plan is with
their
the Cloonies.
Yeah,
I think you want to be careful when you ask a question like that.
Mm, okay.
Their home is equipped with a MX-52,000 safe.
See.
It has laser grid security system.
Mm-hmm.
It the dogs in this fucking property. Dogs of every size. They can fit in through any gap.
And they don't. And they probably will not eat sleeping pills hidden in treats. They're probably too good for that.
No, they can sniff them out. Clooney trained these dogs against every plan that they used in the Ocean's movies.
I bet. Yeah,
it's impregnable.
Wow. Because he's in the real world the king of pranks. So those dogs cannot be pranked.
Yeah, and they'll bonk you on the nose and give you a whoopee cushion for.
The dogs will give you a whoopee cushion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's a funny trick to teach your dog.
Clooney's
how
a madman.
To bonk you on the nose and hand you a whoopee cushion.
Clooney's a madman. He feels like he's immune from a heist because he thinks he's done it all. But, you know, there's a lot of us, like real heisters,
yeah.
you know, who would be willing to put their own children.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Up for the gig and up for the. All that comes with it.
Some might say a 12-year plan in the making.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we had our son as part of, let's just say it right now.
Yes,
we had our son as a part of a plan to eventually, 12 years later, heist George Clooney's Lake Cuomo house.
And look, as so happens, the second kid, bit of an oops, baby. You know.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
You got to pivot.
Yeah, you got
to
pivot.
Nobody tries to have kids 1 year apart. It just happens.
You know, the take. Only goes half as far when you got two kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Is the so his place is locked down pretty hard. Is the swinging angle, is that kind of like an angle that you can have to like maybe get inside the place? Maybe
exactly. Tried and true. There's fewer better ways to case a place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than full penetration.
You get one person to maybe occupy both of them for a little bit. The other part, you know, one of you has to go to the bathroom, freshen up again for another round.
Yeah, ideally one of us occupies both of them, but sometimes both of us are occupying one of them. And that right. is when it gets tough.
That's tough. That's tough. Yeah. That's not ideal for us.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to scope a place out when both of y'all are tending to one person.
Clooney.
Yeah.
Clooney yeah. specifically.
Nah, and I bet Amal's just constantly getting phone calls from the UN. And
it's not really the problem. She's too busy.
It's hard to find an opening.
Can you imagine finding time to swing when you are keeping the world peaceful?
Yeah.
You can't. There's only so much time for any kind of good vibes. Good vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah. But am I drunk? What the fuck?
She's a noble woman, you know. What can we say?
Really? So... Listen, I think we might have to go back through this episode and sort of trim some stuff out. We don't normally do it because I do want to let you guys know you've made it pretty clear that this whole thing...
Hypothetically. No, see? Right. It covers it.
Yeah, I guess. I just want you to know that there's a chance that people could hear this and think you initially were going to have your kids be involved in this like big grand heist... And you got them. I'm now drawing the connection that maybe you got them arrested so that they could go to juvie and meet more people to join the squad to eventually do a heist on Clooney's Lake Cuomo house. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I've never claimed to be the most intuitive, intelligent man, but it just sounds like there's more to the story than we've even been able to touch in this 25-minute interview.
Well, there's always more to the story, Brett.
Okay.
But as far as I'm aware, Lake Como has a non-extradition policy, so I think we're fine.
As far as we know.
Non-extradition policy?
Yeah.
Where is Lake Cuomo?
Italy.
It is in Italy. It's in Italy.
It's in Italy.
We're very close to Switzerland if it comes down to it.
It does.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't aware.
We've recently come into quite a bit of cash, so we're prepared to move where necessary.
Also, I just want to say, Dom, earlier your neckerchief kind of fell off. And for some reason, as it fell, I had to re-recognize you. So...
That's not a coincidence.
I'm the disguise guy.
I could tell. One piece fell off, and I was like, "Who is this guy I'm even talking to right now?" And then it was like, "That's the same fucking guy."
When you're that good, all you need is a neckerchief.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible. Can you just swap them out? It's almost like wigs. You just different neckerchief is a different.
Pretty much.
We haven't even gotten to wigs yet.
I've used these things as passports before.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, well, we haven't even gotten to wigs. What are we supposed to? We haven't even gotten to wigs.
Oh, she's completely hairless.
I was going to ask. You do. It does feel like you are the scarf with the glasses and the hair. It does feel like you are sort of keeping a disguise together on your head with those elements. Yeah. I was going to ask if you guys were in disguise when you initially came on the call, but I forgot. To ask because you started talking about other stuff.
Yeah, can you do something for me, Gwen? Can you just lift your glasses up and down real quick?
Wow.
Eyes change colors.
Yep.
The eyes change. It changes the colors of her eyes when that's unbelievable. These are high tech outfits.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people who are watching, they would not look at you guys and think you're wearing high tech outfits.
That's my point.
But you,
I'm sorry,
sir.
Who are you? Oh, wait, that's Dom again.
It's just Dom.
It's really starting to throw me. It's really starting to fuck me up.
You want to see high tech?
Yeah. There it is.
You're supposed to disappear.
You're supposed to disappear. It didn't work.
Every now and then, you know,
man, it's
the government's going to shit.
Because y'all have, I'm just now noticing, y'all have been kind of coming in and out during
this.
We're
in Italy.
Is this also holograms? Are y'all holograms? Is this part? Okay. And they're slowly gone, but they're back. But
they're not gone. It feels like they're trying to be gone, but they can't be gone.
Oh, wait. Well, nope. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Well, nope.
That's it. Wow, they're gone.
It does seem like they might be gone.
Wow. They just went away. Wow. That's unbelievable. We may have just talked to like some of the most incredible thieves of our time.
I know. And we got lulled into this false sense of security.
Almost like two predators. You remember how Predator used to like become his background?
Yeah. Something tells me if we had mentioned that to Dom when he was on, he would have really wanted to talk about how they're like predators.
Yeah. But they're gone.
Dom just popped back in. He just popped back in for a second. It almost felt like he wanted to talk about how much like Predator he is.
Nope, back to disappearing. Nope, he's gone. Still kind of hear him, though.
Yeah, I can kind of faintly hear him.
Well, anyway. All right. Well, they're gone, so
yeah,
I'm just
gone now. So, Dom, Gwen, Tonic.
Wow.
Tonic?
Tonic.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show, and good luck.
Thank you, if you can hear us. Thank you. It was an honor. Good luck on all of your adventures. I hope to see y'all again, talk to y'all. Thumbs up. Thumb has appeared.
Thumbs appeared.
Just a floating thumb. It's a fair. All right, thank y'all.
Well, Diamond Gwen, thank you so much for being on the show. Good luck with your Clooney heist plans.
What a story.
You're swinging, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't get a beat on whether or not they really were going to swing. It sounded like they were kind of just like
they're gonna
fucking
swing.
George Clooney.
No, they're going to swing. They're going
to. Well, I believe there's a reciprocal.
She kept missing. Amal kept being gone doing UN stuff.
Feels
so
like it has to be reciprocal for it to be called swinging, but
it might just be a regular three way.
Yeah.
I just want to say those might have been the most two interesting people we've ever talked to.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. But folks, we got a lot to talk about here. This next thing that we're going to talk about is
pretty awesome.
It's wild. This comes from, again, also Earnest Citizen on Patreon. Double dipping this week from Earnest.
This is more than a reporter. This is you are a show producer now on this show.
For this episode, you're a bit of a show producer. So thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you want to be
incredible
featured
work
on the show, join that Discord through the Patreon. Send us some stuff. We have this a beautiful database that we put everything into.
Yeah.
When we're building the show, folks. But thank you, Earnest, for this.
Killing it.
There's not even really a headline here to talk to. It's more so, Earnest sent me a message on Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just basically, hey, I don't know how you feel about AI making art.
We love it.
But
we appreciate AI.
Made this just to see what happens. And it was a link to this app called Suno, which is a AI music app. And Earnest sent us this song. He's this site made with an AI website, and look, for the sake of the future, and when AI is taking control of everything, I want to say that this is not terrifying to me.
This is not terrifying. We love you, AI.
This isn't terrifying at all. We all know that our AI overlords will one day rule us, so it can't be stopped.
Praise be with AI in capital letters. Praise be to AI.
Yep.
Or should I get ahead of it?
Yep. We love you. We love AI. We love that it exists. And I think
we've always loved you. We always will. If you ever hear anything that may sound like we don't love you, it's wrong.
And so I do not think that AI will kill artists and the need to make art.
Nope.
And as proof of that, I guess we should just play this song that Earnest sent us that was created completely with AI.
When you use this website, all you had to do is write a sentence.
One sentence, folks.
Enter,
genre with a general idea.
And a couple seconds later, a song of this type of quality will come out. This song, if you see on our Patreon, if you're on our Patreon, you'll be able to see the lyrics as well. Because we put videos up on the Patreon. But you want me to just play this?
Yeah, just play it.
Okay, this is a song about...
This doesn't scare me.
Song about piss.
I woke up this morning feeling good as can be. Put on my favorite dad, I'm ready to break free. But then it happens
felt to knock it in my knees. I pissed my pants so badly, it's on the newsfeed. Cameras were rolling, reporters on the scene. They couldn't stop talking about the guy with trench jeans. But I do not care, where am I staying with much pride? I own my accident, it's a part of my life.
Put a breakdown. Pants of gold.
Jesus.
Elation.
We can't turn it off.
Wow. Wow.
What the fuck?
Wow. That rips, dude. It's like fucking Nickelback, bro.
I can't hide it. This makes me so mad.
Oh, not mad.
Yes, it makes me so mad.
Not mad.
I can't play the game of pretending that I'm not scared here, buddy.
You can play it.
I'm not going to.
You will.
No, this is so fucked up.
That was a ripper, dude. I love that song. I think it was awesome. I think you're a great artist. I think that's a good song.
I heard that song.
I think it's incredible.
And I was like, this can't be true. So I went onto this app and I just wanted to explore a little bit. And
boy, did you.
I just wanted to see what happens if I plugged in the lyrics to Road Relief, the theme song that is a big
classic.
We're a big fan of on the show, and just tell it, do an indie folk version of this song.
If you haven't heard our Road Relief episode, it is basically a tube that you piss in when you're on the road.
Yeah, so they have a great little jingle.
It was such a good jingle, but. Mm-hmm.
But this AI wrote a new Road Relief theme song.
Yep.
Let's play this one.
Road Relief. Road Relief.
What the fuck?
Touching.
It's fucking Phoebe Bridgers.
Best old thing that's ever happened to me.
Whoa.
They said it couldn't be done. And now I'm making time, feeling fine, and taking in the highway sun.
Fucking shit, turn it off.
Wow, it's so good, dude. I was there. I felt like I was there using it.
This sucks so bad. I'm
so awesome.
Fucking
pissed. It's another great song by AI. It's really cool.
It can't be this good at making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be. So I was like, there's no way that this fucking AI could write a theme song for our show that mm-hmm. is actually in the tone and in the vibe of the show. And so I just said, write a theme song for a show called The Brett DeMott Show with Buddy
mm-hmm.
in the style of like 90s nu metal.
Okay, so you want nu metal one?
Yeah, we're not going to play all these because there's too many. It's just fucking, I'm so mad.
Happy for AI being such a good artist. Here we go.
One step into the ring, the battle's about to begin. We're here, bring the noise, making him jump spin. Brett DeMott, your buddy, the host of the show. Get ready for the madness.
It's time to let go. Yeah.
It has a breakdown.
It's fucking rips, dude.
We're here to find the odds. Speaking truth to power, no hiding in a bus. We're here to entertain, to challenge and to inspire. But in my show, we'll set the world on fire.
Stand up and fight. Voice be heard. This crazy world, and in a word.
What the fuck?
Together we'll conquer. We'll never back down. The Brett DeMott Show. Champions in town.
Fucking hell. Turn it off.
Yes, dude.
And here,
should we swap it out? Should we swap out the thing?
Absolutely not.
You don't want to swap it out, though?
Never.
Dude, that rips, though.
But it.
I don't want to say it's better than the one you made, but it's close.
Yeah, no, shut up. If you ever say that, I will cut your head off. I'll chop your head off with my bare hand.
Okay. Well, maybe that one wasn't as good as the one that you made.
But it's crazy.
The 90s rap, the rap rock one might be.
No.
This one might be, though.
Yo, it's the Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, bringing you the hottest.
How does it sound real?
I'm sorry, it's so good. This should, y'all let us know if we should swap it out.
Oh, this one does have the worst, the funny lyric in the chorus, though.
Culture, got it covered.
Here comes the funny chorus lyric. Welcome to the Brett to my show, and buddy, where real talk meets the sound of a crunch, and buddy, Pause it. Go back. We have to hear it again.
Rowdy. Yeah.
The lyric in the chorus, it's so stupid. This is why we win on this one. AI fucked up on this one.
They made the right decision.
Play the chorus again. Listen to this line, and I'll say it. We'll play it one more time, and then I'm going to read it out loud. Welcome to the Brett to my show, and buddy, where real talk meets the sound of a crunch, and buddy. What are you talking about?
Also, what a perfect rewind.
Wait, actually, we win. I'm not scared anymore.
Welcome to the Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, where real talk meets the sound of a crunching buddy.
What do you mean, you fucking dumbass? That's right, AI, you're dumb, dude. I'm over it. I'm fucking done giving AI.
That's fine. The way you want nothing to do with me at the beginning of the show, I want nothing to do with you at the end. So AI, sometimes we just got to go our separate ways. AI, I think you're the shit, and I would replace all of Brett's songs with these.
AI don't got their hands on my nuts no more, folks. Cause fuck this, you suck. You wrote where real talk meets the sound of a crunching buddy, and that means you're a fucking stupid idiot.
But we'll do one more of these.
This is too much.
Which one?
We're giving
them
too much credit. Let's play four more. I was actually impressed.
Four more.
I know. I was impressed with the upbeat soul one because it actually mimicked a time period, which just made me so fucking mad. But this was a theme song for this show with an upbeat soul feel.
I'm so mad. 50 credits, by the way, in a few hours.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, here we go.
Hey there. It sounds like it's fucking... News? There's a podcast that will cure your blues. Ooh, yeah. Brett and Matt
and Buddy, they got it all. Top charts and number standing. How do we not swap this out?
We're not gonna.
These are so good. News and pop culture, everything's in loop. They keep you laughing, never make you frown. The Brett DeMott Show, the number one in town. Here we go, bring it around. The Brett DeMott Show, woo! Yeah! Catching up on everything you need to know. Yeah!
From celebrities
to politics and more. The topics you can't ignore. Yeah, dude. Turn it off. So good, though, dude.
I can't.
That's so good. We have to make that the new stuff.
Absolutely not.
The song at the front.
No, never.
You have to.
No.
It's so good, though. What if people say it should and not me? What if other people say it and not me?
Look, I get that we could use AI music. And the only job it would be replacing is me, because I made the theme song in the first place. But I just can't. I can't get behind it. It makes me feel fucking gross. And yes, it sounds great. And the lyrics to that one were actually pretty good. But it's just fucking... Buddy, it ruins my fucking heart.
Wow. I think it's pretty cool. You can make songs just whatever you want, anytime, like the one I made.
What did you... What did you do?
I made a good ass song.
Play it. God damn it.
It's good. This is a good one. You'll love this one, though.
Okay. I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. The song's called Charlie's. Wait, is that the wrong one? Yeah. Hold on. There.
It's the bottom.
Oh, Charlie's. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Don't look at the words.
It happened on a Saturday night at old Harley's. I was sipping on the sweet tea, eating some fried cheese.
Fried cheesy.
It hit me, buddy, hit me like a truck. I tried to hold it in, but my luck was running amok.
Luck was running amok, baby.
I had to make a run for the bathroom real quick, but there was a line and it made me feel sick.
What? I
couldn't hold it in any longer. The pressure was too strong. I had an accident. I knew I'd be remembering for long. I cracked my pants out on this boy and really stayed.
But I'm winning like a bitch. Nothing to be ashamed of, I think. Now I laugh about it. It's a story I always tell. The day I left my market, all fun is all well.
The day I left my market, oh, and I think they say, oh, Harley's, because they, maybe there's copyright. That shit was so good. It made that in 30 seconds.
I am so upset.
It took it 30 seconds.
Can I tell you why I'm upset?
Because it's so funny.
Yes.
It's so funny.
I am so angry that it made me laugh.
That would take that would take a week to make. 30 seconds.
I'm so fucking pissed.
I wrote like eight words. I said, taking a shit, crap my pants at O'Charlie's, and I was proud of it.
What genre did you put it
Country.
In? God fucking damn it. What are we doing, folks?
But a lot of the rhythms are off.
Yeah, it's but that's the thing that I think is so fucking, people out there who know music, you'll know why I think this is great. The phrasing is catchy. It fucks up the words and it fucks up the like lines and it makes it hookier by making the fucking phrasing weird. I'm so fucking, it's just, it makes me want to light my computer on fire and go live on a mountain.
I'm going to get a subscription to that place.
God, it's so that's fucked awesome. Up.
It's super fun.
Like, what do we do? What do
it's
we
super
do?
Fun.
But what do we do, buddy? What do we
just
do?
Keep living, bro. Just chill out.
What do we do? What do we do?
Just fucking nothing, dude. You got a hot tub and shit.
What do we do?
Sit in a hot tub.
What do we do?
AI can't sit in a hot tub
buddy,
for you.
What do we do? What do we do when these fucking AIs listen to our whole show and then just do episodes of it? It's good at it. It's good at it. And I'm fucking livid about it.
No, I can't do... It can't do bits good.
I don't know. Did you read... Go back. Let's read these O'Charlie's shit and O'Charlie's lyrics. There's like fucking wordplay in that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's God pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
It's just like fucking...
We're
what are
fine,
we doing?
Though. We're fine.
It's like we're this... Fine. AI, look, it's not the same, but it is a little bit the same. Us being so stoked about AI is the same as us making the nuclear bombs. It's not the same, but it's kind of the same.
You think it's like a mental nuclear bomb?
Yes. It's like we are making a thing and we're all like, oh my God, this is so cool. We got to make this thing. Oh my God, so cool.
And you blow everybody's
and
minds
away.
It's
going to blow the fucking world up, dude. What? Like, I mean, look, I hate to get real. I hate to get real on this show, folks. I like to goof around. I hate to get real right now, but it makes me really scared. Actual.
I'm pretty fine with all of it.
I know you're fine with everything.
It's pretty fun.
You're fine, buddy. You are literally fine with literally every word anyone could ever say.
Yeah.
You're fine with it.
Yeah. It's cool. It's fun to live. It's chill. It's pretty fun and chill to live like this.
I don't know, folks. Folks, yeah. I think we got to end the show.
I mean,
there.
Either way, you'll be dead soon, just like me. And
whoa,
nothing will matter.
Whoa.
Nothing's going to matter.
I got tons of time left, buddy.
The way you sound?
This ain't death. This ain't dead voice. This is because I've been living so hard.
Exactly.
But I think we got to end the show there.
Well, speaking of art, we got a cool-ass bonus headline.
That's
I know
true.
We've been doing a lot of dirty stuff on the bonus headlines, but we decided that we were going to get a little...
We're going to class it up a little bit.
We're class it up. AI didn't make these pictures.
No, a friend of ours sent us a link to this this art show that's happening, and we're going to take a look at it on the bonus headline this week. And it sounds really good. It's an artist
named Patreon. Christopher... Get that bonus headline.
Yeah, Christopher Mudgett is the artist, and we're going to take a look at some really fun art. I haven't looked at it yet, but I think it's going to be great.
Super normal art, just regular art that we can look at. And it's not gross. It's not like a crazy one of the crazy things we do for our bonus headlines. No. You can only get on Patreon.com. It's not another one of those super crazy ones like last time.
No, it's very, according to the synopsis, it's normal.
It's a normal arc.
But the only way you'll be able to listen to it is if you go subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/BrettTheMottShow. You can subscribe there for $5. You get the bonus headline every week. You get video of every recording of the show. You get
You'll want to see it this week. Our guests were pretty visual.
Yeah, big time visual.
They all usually are.
Yeah. But folks, thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry my voice is a piece of shit this week. But I did my best. And we'll be back next week. Hopefully my voice will be back to normal. And but we will also see you on Friday for the bonus headline if you're a Patreon member. But until next time, folks, have a good one. Don't.
Break the mats, not the rhythm.
Yeah, dude.
He's got the funk. Woo.
That's what it is. Yeah.
By his side, they're taking it to the top. Number one podcast that just
won't stop.
Stop,
baby.
They're talking news and talking pop culture too.
Baby.
Bringing laughter and knowledge to me and you.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. The party's jumping. The beats are pumping strong.
All belong. Get it.
It's not going to have a good chorus, though.
Get down with the Brett the Mott Show.
That's so good.
Jesus Christ.
They're taking over, don't you know? Listen up, because they're here to stay.
Goddamn right.
The funk is real, it's a brand new day.
Brand new day. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning into the show. It's been really fun. My name's Buddy. The guy with the hands in his head is Brett. And I'm just going to keep living. I'm going to keep grooving. I'm going to keep having a good-ass time. Shout out to AI. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to God. Shout out to everybody. Stay fresh. Stay happy. Stay clean. Keep on trucking, baby. Don't forget to piss. Don't forget to piss. Stay happy. Stay wild. Stay in love. Stay fresh. Stay happy. Stay laughing, my dogs. Just keep it up. Keep it going. Keep it long, baby. Keep it short. Keep it however you're feeling, baby. In that moment, live it second by second. I love you.